San Francisco's new street crisis response team is a new crew that will fully be in place by this summer and is dedicated to responding to calls that would typically have been routed to 911 for things including mental health emergencies. Some people are calling for expansion of the program to include longer-term resources for people in need after the initial crisis is handled. For more on this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Steve Fields. He is Executive Director of the Progress Foundation. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
You're welcome. It's happy to be here.
So the Progress Foundation is a residential mental health program. So talk about why are long-term solutions so important, and what does a long-term solution look like?
Okay. Well, I think one of the things that San Francisco has particularly noted for statewide is their development of alternatives to institutional treatment beds, hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, as well as alternatives to jail for developing a continuum of treatment, 24-hour treatment programs in the community for people who really don't need to be in those settings if there's a treatment resource available for them in the community. We've been developing a continuum of care, not just my agency, but a couple of others over the last several decades. And these programs have been instrumental in not just intervening in a crisis, which we do in our crisis residential programs, but providing the most important resource that's needed, which is ongoing treatment to address the, and for most of our clients, the dual challenge of a substance use disorder and a severe mental illness. It requires more than just a hotel room south of Market with a case manager. It requires more than just supported housing. We need treatment programs that will help people move from a crisis to recovery to independent living in the community. And I think the Mental Health SF effort that's underway right now through the leadership of the mayor's office, but certainly the vision of Supervisor Ronan and Haney to develop a more comprehensive, balanced treatment system in the community is needed. All the crisis outreach we do, which is definitely important for someone in the moment of crisis on the street, doesn't create another treatment option for people to go to for ongoing support and structure and treatment so they can move toward more independent living.
You're talking about kind of that dual mandate, if you will, the substance abuse and the mental health, that they need both. How long does that care take before someone can be independent?
Well, the model that we have in San Francisco is for that mid-range treatment after the crisis has been resolved in crisis residential settings is for some people 6 months, for some people 3 months of treatment. It depends on how stable they are when they get to the program and how committed they are to going on into treatment. And so that what we call in the field is funded by Medi-Cal, so it's a fully funded treatment option for the county system of care, is transitional residential treatment. So it can be 90 days, it can be 6 months. Progress Foundation has two programs that are up to a year because we're serving clients who are coming out of highly institutionalized settings like skilled nursing facilities.
Interesting. Thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Steve Fields. He is Executive Director of the Progress Foundation.